Blog Talk Radio.
Keeping us firm in faith under all temptation and distress, Lord.
Give us your spirit to fill us with the hope as we look to the future, to fill us with certainty in our Lord Jesus Christ, who was and is to come, whose victory is before our eyes, so that we never waver or become afraid. Lord, give us your spirit so that we may live in certainty and prepare ourselves more and more for your coming into the world, Lord. May we come to know that your loving kindness is at work today, that the end of your deliverance will come quickly to the glory of your name. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. All righty. Okay, let's play some music here.
Jesus, my love. You die.
God, you praise and worship for the service. All right. Amen. Yeah. Let's get into the devotional. Okay, it's brought to you by First 15. And it's titled Our Righteousness in Jesus Christ. Living an unveiled lifestyle is a way in which we experience the fullness of what's available to us in our restored relationship with God. It is a powerful lifestyle of faith, direct encounters with our Heavenly Father, and life transformation. It's when we live our lives in the light of a perfect sacrifice of Jesus that we begin to experience all His death was purposed to bring us. God longs for His children to walk in intimacy with Him, directly connected to His wellspring of love for us. May you experience a more tangible, loving, and powerful connection with your Heavenly Father this week. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 to 21, describes one of the most powerful outcomes of Jesus' sacrifice for us on the cross. Scripture says, "For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all. Therefore all have died, and he died for all, and that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come. All this is from God, and who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his gospel to us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin, knew no sin, that in him we might become the righteousness of God." So Jesus' death on the cross defeated the power of sin and darkness and set us free to walk in the glorious light of righteousness. You and I have been transformed by the power of Jesus' death. He took every sin we would ever commit and bore the entirety of the penalty. Through the death of Jesus, you and I are now free to live as new creations formed in the righteousness and holy images of our Heavenly Father. When God tore the veil, he demonstrated that our sin and depravity couldn't hold back his presence any longer. Thousands of years of pent-up longing for restored relationship burst forth, proclaiming the newfound nature of God's people who choose to accept and follow Jesus. There is no more important way to end this week of pursuing a greater connection to our Heavenly Father than accepting our new standing before God. Even through Jesus defeated the power of sin in our lives, our great enemy continues to tempt us, lie to us, and steal from us the abundant life God intends. He continues to try to rob God of what he so fully deserves, unencumbered relationship with his children. Satan lies to us and tells us that sin still causes God to withhold himself from us. We allow condemnation that is not of God to creep in and cause us to believe that our Heavenly Father doesn't want to be with us. But the truth is, God always wants to be with his children. God runs out to us, calls us his beloved, wraps us with honor and righteousness, and leads us into a glorious embrace. So take time and renew your mind and your righteousness in Jesus. Ask the Spirit for fresh revelation of your freedom from sin and allow your longings to be satisfied in God rather than in the world today. Meditate on your new nature given to you in Christ. Receive a new perspective for yourself and your relationship with God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 21, "For our sake he made him to be in sin, knew no sin, so that in him we might become righteous of God." In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17, "Therefore, if anyone in Christ is a new creation, the old has passed away, behold, the new has come." So confess any sin or lie that has been keeping you from walking in the fullness of what's available to your Heavenly Father. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, "If we can confess our sins, he is faithful, and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So spend time taking your longings before God and asking Him to satisfy them. What desire is burning within you? Do you long for intimacy, purpose, or friendship? Do you long to make an impact or be enjoyed? Come before God and spend time allowing Him to love you, fill me, empower you, and satisfy you. So praise God that He is loving. He's a loving Father who loves to be with us and satisfy the needs of His children. God longs for us to bring to Him all our problems, insecurities, and sin, and shame, so He can cover them to overflowing with a merciful love. May you find rest, satisfaction, and healing in the arms of your Heavenly Father today. I highly suggest you read 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Amen? All right. Now, let's get into the most important question of the day. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of living this life, okay, going down this long, dusty road, of never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, pornography, gambling, overeating. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order to do so, He's got to know you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long, I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So, thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on a cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you to the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487 and push the 1 key. When you push the 1 key, you come on live, and you can let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. All right. Okay, let's play some more music. There's no callers. Thank you.
I can say everything. We live out the love of Jesus Christ.
Well, let's take a call. 111.
Idiot.
You know, I just took some calls. They were idiot calls. Okay? No more calls. Oh, we got probably two more idiot calls. Let's see.
Seaman.
Bye.
Yes. Yep. Milwaukee calls. Okay, let's play some more music.
Thank you.
Okay, let's take some calls. 111. What's going on? For some reason or another, Blog Talk ain't let me take calls. Okay? Yeah. Ain't let me take calls. No, no lies, actually. Okay? It's buffering, okay? It won't let me take any calls. Okay, I pushed I'm trying to take calls, but for some reason, it's not taking any. One on one. Nope, it's not taking any calls.
What happened?
I don't know. It's not letting me take any calls.
The show ended.
The show ended?
You can't see people telling you you have dead air?
It's not saying it ended here.
Oh, on my thing it said like it ended. It stopped playing.
Okay.
That's why I was coming to see what was going on.
111, you're on the air. Okay, 111, you're on the air. Can anybody hear me? Oh, well.
It's playing.
Can you hear me?
Good evening, and how are you?
I am fine, Mike. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Just wanted to give you an update. When Doug was a kid in school, he always had to fight. He took it out on his sister, who he would kick, punch, and bite. When they were in high school, she could kick his ass, even if he used all his might. So not only was Doug a wimpy kid, he also wasn't that bright. He started getting drunk every day and every night. Then he discovered drugs, and he was also high as a kite. That all changed when he was drunk driving and ran the red light. The cops knew he was drunk, but Doug blamed it on his poor sight. Now Doug is on probation and he's only allowed to drink a Sprite. Doug needs to apologize to everyone he knows and make things right. That's what I truly believe. Doug, you owe us all an apology. You have been rude in the chat room. Ball is in your court. Respond.
Amen. All right,
good
Mike.
Evening.
Okay, let's see. Let's take another 111 caller. 111, you're on the air. Okay. All righty. Well, Okay, well, I'm going to say God bless everybody. Okay, thank you for calling. Okay, thank you for everybody being in the chat room. Okay, love you guys. Have a great evening. And talk to you on Thursday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Bye-bye, y'all.